Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and we are honored to be sitting with William Peter Blatty, and he has written a new novel called Crazy. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Les. Well, now there's a novel out on the street now called Dimeter, which is a thriller, but Crazy is the next one.
Yeah. We'll get to Dimeter in just a second. Want to talk about Crazy, and also want to talk about the fact you obviously are an Oscar-winning screenwriter for The Exorcist. But really, you're getting back to your roots, to what you really love now, aren't you? Comic novels.
Oh, I absolutely adore them. I wasn't writing them. I don't know who was writing them. Somebody in the spirit world, I guess, said hilarious things to me, and I recorded them. I copied them down. I used to write a comic novel, maximum 2 months. Final draft, no changes. But when I came to write The Exorcist, you know, or anything really straight and dramatic, the fingers freeze. That's a very long, arduous process. So it's a relief to get back to comedy.
It's got to be tough because you had so much success with The Exorcist. I'm imagining the publishers and studios wanted you to keep writing that genre. How long did it take you to break away from that and get back to the comic novel?
Now. It's taken to now.
Wow, 30, 40 years?
Many years ago, my William Morris agent sent manuscript I'd written called Demons 5, Exorcist Nothing, right? Got back a letter from Knopf, editor, saying, hey, Owen, I'm sorry, I should have known from the title, I guess, but, you know, I went along reading it, and I was thinking, why aren't I scared to death here? And with a title like Demons 5, Exorcist Nothing, he translated that into terror. I mean, it's as if I landed on the planet with the manuscript of The Exorcist under my arm, right? The big UFO behind me, all plastered with We Come in Peace decals, wiped out my entire comedy writing career. All done. I write one little horror novel, as they say.
It's amazing it didn't drive you crazy. And let's talk about Crazy.
Oh, I'd love to.
Tell me about it.
Crazy, it is sui generis. It is unique. I've struggled with quick descriptions, and the best I can do is its portrait of Jenny as written by Holden Caulfield. It is. You can throw in a little Jonathan Livingston Seagull in there if you wish. I mean, I started it not knowing where I was going or why I was going on with it. And it, for the first time in my life, I think it took on its own life. And it became something not just funny, but, you know, if I may say so, deeply spiritual. It's something that'll make the reader laugh. It'll make them cry happy tears. Finally, and just surprise the hell out of them at the end.
Describe William Peter Blatty funny. What's your comedy style?
I have different styles. I modeled myself initially on Sid Perlman, S.J. Perlman. And in fact, the New York Times once in a review compared me to him. He said a talented virtuoso who writes like S.J. Perlman. And was it Martin Levin, that chief puller of wings off flies for the New York Times? He started a review of one of my books saying, nobody can write funnier lines than William Peter Blatty. God bless him. God bless his soul. It's so easy, though.
Who do you imagine will take to this type of book?
Everyone. That's the beauty of it. It is accessible to every age, sex, interest. I mean, it will get to absolutely anyone who picks it up, even at a fairly young age, a very old age. It's not just a woman's book, a man's book. It's something, you know, authors get interviewed and they wind up doing these ridiculous advertisements for themselves. But I'm going to risk sounding ludicrous. But it's a book you'll want to hug it when you finish reading it, and you'll read it again and again and again. I've never said or thought that about anything I have ever written in my life.
All right, so that book is Crazy.
That's Crazy.
And I know you're excited about Demeter as well, and it's just been optioned in Hollywood. Tell me about Demeter.
It's not been optioned, but Bill Friedkin has committed to direct it, and he's wanted to turn this into a film the last 3 years.
He's your collaborator on The Exorcist, correct?
Oh, yeah, he directed The Exorcist. He's a fantastic director, incredible. And he and I have not worked together on anything since The Exorcist. That's 40 years. And it's going to be a hot number. It is, again, Demeter is, yes, it's a thriller. It's a mystery story. It's spiritual, theological. It's a puzzle. It reminds some people of Graham Greene. It reminds others of The Name of the Rose. That kind of a mystery of identity. And it's getting some great buzz at the moment. I started it in 1974.
That's perseverance.
Well, from the beginning, I thought, this is going to be the best thing I've ever written, you know, whatever that means. And it paralyzed my fingers. I mean, oh, this is supposed to be great literature. And it took me forever and a day. And then the most curious thing happened. As I said, it has a very deeply spiritual, theological undercurrent, in addition to the thrills and the mystery. But I went to a memorial mass for a schoolmate of my son Peter at his high school. And during the mass, I'm Roman Catholic, I'm paying attention to the sermon. It was very interesting. And suddenly into my head pops Demeter. I mean, my wife, Julie, had absolved me from having to write. She said, Bill, you're 80 years old. You're retired. Oh, God. Julie, I caught the brass ring when I married you, honey pie. But now all of a sudden, boom, it's in my head. And I said an obscene mental prayer to a personage we refer to as the Holy Spirit. And the first time in my Catholic life I ever prayed to him. And it was basically, if you really want me to write this freaking thing, tell me how to do it. Walked out of the mass with Julie. I said, no, honey, we're not going to the car yet. Julie, I have the entire structure of Demeter in my mind, clearly, including the last line. And I told her the last line. And it is the last line. I went home. 18 days later, I had a crude, rough draft. And with all the rewrites, the structure has never changed. The one I saw during that, I mean, right after I said, show me how to do it. You talk about the unconscious mind. Maybe I've been working so many years thinking about it, and finally my unconscious, it triggered by the prayer. Or you could say, I prefer to think that the Holy Spirit came through.
34, 35 years.
40.
Wow.
40, yeah, 74. Yeah, right. And it was my first novel. It is my first novel since Legion in 1983. So I've been, you know, drifting along, you know, writing a couple of scripts, directing a couple of films. And it is, again, for whatever that means, it is, in my opinion, you know, by far the finest thing I've ever done.
I'm looking forward to reading Demeter.
Oh, good.
And I'm looking forward to seeing Crazy.
Hey, oh, yeah.
And the author is William Peter Blatty. Bill, thank you very much.
Oh, my great pleasure, Les. Thank you very much.